your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are almost 200 of us here at USAprepares.com. Experts in various areas, innovators, dentists, medical doctors, surgeons, engineers, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, and we're all interested in sharing the information that we have with our class. And we're interested in having you rise up to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and I'm delighted to introduce our newest USAprepares.com instructor, Mike Nash. Mike Nash, you've heard his commercials on GCN. And he is the inventor of the privacy case, privacycase.com. Welcome, Mike Nash. Did we lose Mike Nash? Well, I don't know why I don't hear Mike Nash. Let's see. Tom, do you have Mike Nash there?
Hello. All right.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Vince. How are you?
Hey. Great. I'm glad you're here. Mike, you are the president of Privacy Research, Inc., the company that manufactures and sells the privacy case. And I wanted to share why we're talking about this today.
Okay.
Several months ago.
And I appreciate that.
Several months ago, I went to Indiana to an event to meet Mark Baker. Now, Mark Baker is a guy who he's a farmer, a fellow farmer, and he was raising some hogs. And the Michigan DNR, where his farm is, decided that his hogs were an invasive species, and they wanted to shut him down. They actually wanted him to kill his hogs. So a bunch of us from USAprepares.com hopped in a car, and we rode out to an event in Indiana to meet with Mark Baker at a farm called Seven Sons Farm. So it was a bunch of farmers that were becoming aware of what's going on with the federal government. And I did not want to be tracked on this event. So we had Ken Hurley in the car. He's a USAprepares.com instructor. John Dollarhide, Judy Dollarhide. We were all in the vehicle. And we all turned our cell phones off and put them in a metal box, an ad hoc Faraday cage, if you will. And the reason was we did not want to be tracked, and we thought, you know what, we might get stopped. And we just weren't looking forward to that. So we tried to minimize our footprint. And the next event for Mark Baker is going to be next week. And I have on my calendar that I was going to travel for the entire week with the Dollarhide family, John and Judy Dollarhide, and we were going to his trial. And we were going to cover the trial live. And I was looking forward to using the privacy case that you advertised on Genesis Communications Network to keep my cell phone from revealing my location as I traveled to cover this case. Unfortunately, for Mark, and unfortunately for us, the case was dismissed because Mark wanted to have his day in court. Now, Mark won because the state of Michigan decided that it wasn't worth pursuing him. But the broader case, the larger case that Mark wanted to expose, he can't because the case was dismissed. But anyway, so I was really looking forward to using my privacy case, the one that you manufacture that I have right in my hands. So I wanted to thank you for making such a great product, Michael Nash. And I did test it. And you know what? It absolutely works. No question. This works. So would you share with us why you've designed this particular piece of gear? What was the impetus for that?
Well, the original, the nexus of how it came to be, I was working in financial services for about 10 years. And at one point in time, we had a conversation about the exposures faced by business. And I had posed the possibility that, you know, with a conference room full of people, you have an additional microphone and camera or an eye and ear for every person in the room. And it kind of grew from there. Late 2009, 2010, we discovered that not only was it a white-collar crime thing and just criminals in general that could access people's devices through what's called cell phone spyware, but also that domestic violence victims were suffering at the hands of this, and most of them without even knowing it. There were two incidences. One was in late 2009. The other was in 2010, where couples going through divorce, the husband had basically stalked his wife through her cell phone, found out that she had moved on and started seeing someone else, and went home and killed their families. One incident was in outside of Seattle, Washington. And the other was in Scottsdale, Arizona. A total of seven children, and one of the adults lost their lives in those two incidents. And it really focused our efforts to provide a product that was, I don't want to call it bulletproof because inevitably someone will go out and shoot it. It is not bulletproof, but it is pretty much electronically bulletproof. When you seal that case, it works. And that was our goal when we set out, was to provide a product that worked. There's a lot of, I don't want to call them internet know-it-alls because I don't want to pick fights, but there's a lot of speculation and a lot of assumptions that people are working on about this technology, a lot of things that they believe without really doing a whole lot of research into what works and what doesn't. To a lot of people, chagrin and Altoids tin will not do you any good. It may protect your phone from marbles dropping on it, but that's about all it'll do. It will not seal the device from outside radio frequencies or frequencies from inside getting out. Radio frequency is kind of a hard thing to contain. So that's really the origin of it. The driver was to, again, make a product that was reliable to protect business interests as well as lives.
And that's
where it began.
And Mike, here at the home, here at the farmhouse, I am very concerned about my iPhone being turned on remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that the microphone can be turned on without me knowing it, and I also believe that the camera can be turned on without me knowing it. Do you have any information to support that?
Both of those statements are true, and the sad part about it is even when you believe your phone is turned off, the phone can be remotely turned back on without it ever lighting up or indicating that it's been activated, and both the microphone and camera can be used to spy on you without you knowing it. You know, the beginning of that, in order to really understand why, you have to understand the technology from the ground up. Your cell phone's really a computer that's attached to a two-way radio. And where you might have some control over the computer, you really have no control over the radio. Every device has what's called an IMEI number on it, and the IMEI number is the International Mobile Station Equipment Identity Number. It's the actual serial number of the radio itself, and it can be found on every phone. On your iPhone, it's engraved on the back down towards the bottom. On phones with removable batteries, it's usually found underneath the battery on a little white sticker. That serial number is what basically, these are licensed radio devices. So your telecommunications carrier is licensed by the FCC to operate devices on a set number of frequencies. And each one of these devices basically becomes registered to that provider when you stick your SIM card in. Your SIM card is the key that allows the radio to be used on your provider's network. The contract that you sign with your telecommunications provider allows them to monitor and maintain the connection to the device that you're using 24/7. So they have a whole series of tools that are available to them that allow them to do things like turn on your device when you've shut it off, to do firmware updates. I've personally actually had that happen to me. There's a lot of things that can go on. This is technology where they just, like most everything else, they just kind of put it out there and said it's really great, use it. And no one ever asked what are the downfalls or bad sides of this, the pros and the cons. So we've just adopted it, and sadly, cell phones have become trusted members of the family when they never should have been. They're not as trustworthy as people would like to believe them to be. It's not a situation where you can turn around and just rely on it to only trust you and only talk to you. It'll talk to anybody that can talk to it. To give a little bit more background, the cell and cell phone refers to the coverage area of each tower. And this kind of goes into the surveillance aspect of it a little bit. And I don't want to cross over into too many things, so I'm going to try to stick to what's publicly known. But the cell and cell phone refers to the coverage area of each tower. So each tower's coverage area is considered a cell. And every few seconds, your phone communicates with the network. This is done so that the network knows what towers are around your phone, so they know what towers to use to send your next call, your text, your email, whatever traffic is going to go to and from the device. But this is also the first layer of tracking that occurs, because through signal triangulation, or what they call multilateration, the computers can now time out the signal so well they only need two towers to get a really accurate read on you. Three towers basically pinpoint you. But as you move from tower to tower, there's a constant handoff that's occurring. So your phone is always out there.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Mike Nash, PrivacyCase.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver, because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Mike Nash is with us, and we're talking about cell phone technology. Mike, you're talking about triangulation. We can, our location can be determined with two cell towers, but with three, we can triangulate and actually pinpoint where we are. Please continue.
Correct. That triangulation would be the first layer of tracking that occurs. This is also the foundation of what's been referred to as in the media as metadata. This is where it's going to catch some heat, I'm sure. Metadata is not just where your device goes, an actual record of each tower that it communicates with. It's everything that goes on with the device. Text messages, phone calls, emails, GPS location coordinates, it's all available as part of this quote-unquote metadata. Every phone is vulnerable to this stuff. This is something that there was a point in time back when cell phone calls used to cost 40 cents a minute. There was a crime called cell phone cloning. And cell phone cloning, they basically point an antenna at stand on a bridge overpass, highway overpass, and point an antenna at the highway and pick up all these different IMEI numbers, which is what I had mentioned earlier. And they would clone those numbers and use those on the networks back before there were SIM cards. And that would enable them to turn around and make basically free phone calls. The only thing they did that we've been able to ascertain for the most part, besides going digital, which is supposed to provide a layer of security, is take the profit out of the crime. These devices are almost as transparent now as they were then. You just need an antenna and a laptop to steal most of the information off of a cell phone. There's actually video on the website in the blog section down towards the bottom of an ABC News piece that shows exactly that. So it's not a situation where these things are any more secure. They just store more information about us. Back when cell phone calls were 40 cents a minute, you had speed dials that were *1, *2, *3, and *4, and that was about all you could do with the phone. Now they hold everything about us. And it's really becoming a serious problem. As far as how these things can be accessed, for as little as $50 in an internet connection, anybody can go online and search out cell phone spyware. that enables you almost the same level of access that the federal government has. It utilizes almost all the same back doors. More expensive versions, you can basically remotely install it if you know the number of the phone that you're trying to install it on. So you never even have to touch the device. For $50, you got to plug a cable into it and sit there for 5 minutes. For $400 and up, you basically need the person's phone number. At that point, once the phone's compromised, you'd have access to the microphone, the camera, any stored information on it, the GPS. You can monitor any text messages coming in and out of it. And in some instances, you can turn the phone's microphone on even when the phone itself appears to be off. You can do the same thing with the camera. So your fears about audio and video surveillance in your home, and this is something that everybody has to take a moment and really kind of process this. You have a device in your house that can provide audio and video surveillance to anybody who's compromised your phone. I'm not casting dispersions in any particular direction, but it's an untrustworthy device, and we have to stop thinking of these things as trusted members of the family because they're not. And you also have to keep in mind that it's not just the federal government that has access to your phone. The ACLU filed some lawsuits across the country. And before they did that, they sent out questionnaires to over 380 law enforcement agencies across the country. And out of the 380-plus surveys that they sent out, they got more than 200 of them back. And out of the 200 that they got back, there were only 10 agencies. We're talking state and local here. We're all the way down to your hometown. Only 10 agencies said that they weren't tracking cell phones. So this goes all the way down to the local level. These are things that nobody really wants to discuss, but the raw reality is the technology is already being abused. History tells us where this is going to lead. You can't leave this much power out there in the world and expect it not to be abused. And we're already starting to see some things that you could really define as abusive. There's a lot of corruption that's occurring on all levels of government that's just going unchecked. Nobody's really doing anything to stop it. The population feels that they're powerless. The politicians feel that they're powerful. And there's nobody in between playing the role of check and balance. And it's really starting to get a pretty disturbing world to live in. As far as the legality of this, I don't know that it is legal. I mean, ultimately, it's going to be up to the courts and the people to put it all in check. But there were two incidences of legislation that were passed in the 90s during the Clinton administration.
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll talk about the legislation when we come back. Mike Nash, privacycase.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Nash is with us. Mike Nash is the inventor of the privacy case. I've got one right here in the studio. Mike, I was talking with one of our instructors, very, very bright instructor, and we were talking about some of this technology. And this instructor happened to be a female, and she said, "Vincent, you're scaring me." Mike, all we're doing is revealing. We're revealing the truth about what's happening. And here's my challenge to our class. Mike, see if you agree with this or not. You can take your cell phone, and a lot of them have the ability to record audio. And I suggest you try this at home. Just put your cell phone on your kitchen table and record the audio while you're making dinner, okay? Let's say you have a pet in the room. Let's say you have a dog, and you say, and you ask the dog not to do something. And then you might raise your voice and say it a little more sternly because the dog didn't get it the first time. Okay? Or you might call to a person in another room and raise your voice. Well, imagine doing that, and I suggest you try it. And listen to the voices that are in your home during the preparation of dinner. I think you will be surprised at what you hear. Now imagine taking that to the next level, where that is being monitored and recorded and saved by other people who you don't know who they are, one step above pedophiles. The people who would be listening, in my opinion, are just one step above pedophiles. They are peeping Toms. They're perverts. They're listening to this. And they're recording it. Now imagine you going to court for something, and then this audio being played of you raising your voice to your dog because your dog didn't get it the first time. Okay? Imagine that. Imagine how that could be used against you. Mike?
There's some pretty disturbing possibilities. And time will tell how far this is actually going to go. And the understanding and motivation of the general population to realize really truly what's at stake here and start to demand some barriers be put up. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It rests squarely on our shoulders on whether or not we're going to get rolled over by this, but they're definitely pushing, and if we allow it, they are going to roll us over.
Did that seem far-fetched, what I said, or is that absolutely possible?
Well, one of the things that I would also suggest is see how far away the microphone on your phone actually picks up those voices, because you're going to find out that it can pick them up quite a ways away. It's not just what's going on in the one room that you're in. They're really, really effective bugging devices.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, these bugging devices, we sleep with them.
Yeah.
We keep them next to us just to make sure that we don't miss that really important text in the middle of the night. I mean, it's ridiculous. Mike, I've heard the stories, and I know you have too. People say, well, you know, in case of an emergency, I want our son or our daughter to have it. In case of an emergency. Well, how did a flat tire? I mean, that's the one I always hear, a flat tire. Well, what did we used to do about flat tires? We just knock on somebody's door and say, hey, I'm really sorry. I've got a flat tire. Could you make a call for me, or would you mind if I used your phone? What's wrong with doing that?
We used to trust each other
somebody
back then, too.
Right.
We used to trust one another, and we used to understand that not everybody was out to get you, but there's been a constant grind on the psyche of this population that everybody's out to get you. Everybody's out to do your kids harm. Everybody's out to do you wrong. You can't trust anybody but yourself, your family members, and, of course, your cell phone. And it's really, there's been a concerted effort to try and get people to put faith where it really honestly shouldn't be.
Let's talk about these two cases, two pieces of legislation during the Clinton administration that you were talking about.
Okay. Well, the first one was passed in 1994, and it's called CALEA. And this one's going to send up flags. CALEA is it's an acronym. It stands for Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act. And what CALEA mandated, and you can find it on the FCC's website, you can find it on Wikipedia, they both cross-reference, they both tie out. The Wikipedia article is accurate. It ties out to the FCC document. CALEA mandated that every device connected to a telecommunications network has to have the capabilities to provide military intelligence services and law enforcement with real-time transparent backdoor access. Think about that. Every device connected to a telecommunications network, you can generate a list of those things in your own mind, has to have this transparent backdoor access. Now, in 1994, the people who would have been tasked with violating your privacy understood intrinsically that they themselves had a right to privacy, but that their right to privacy hinged directly on them respecting your right to privacy. Well, in 2014, there's a different understanding of what your rights are. So where you knew you had privacy in 1994, in 2014, if you say, hey, I'm an American and I have a right to privacy, sadly, a lot of people go, well, what are you trying to hide? Because if you don't have anything, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about. And boy, has that excuse been used by tyrants going back through modern history to pick the country. So the transparent backdoors are built into your devices by law. This was actually subsidized with our tax money, which is really disturbing. But the telecommunications companies were granted like an allowance by Congress to create these backdoors and all the telecommunications equipment. The 1994 CLIA was followed by the 1996 Telecommunications Act. And the 1996 Telecommunications Act mandated that basically every phone has a GPS chip in it or GPS accurate trackability. And it doesn't matter how smart you think your phone is. You can have a flip phone that you got in 2006 that cost you nothing, came free with your package. It still has it. Doesn't matter whether you can get it or not. It still has the trackability because it's required by law. Speaking of 2006, now I'm kind of an offshoot here. Do you remember we were all told we were on analog networks and they were going to upgrade to digital networks and everybody had to go out and get a new phone in 2006?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was when they standardized this technology on us. They told us it was because we were upgrading from analog to digital, but really what it was is they were standardizing the technology that everybody carries. So if you have a phone today, it's already compromised. It doesn't matter how smart you think it is. It doesn't matter whose operating system's on it or who manufactured it. These backdoors are already built into these things by law, and it's not just in the United States. There are similar laws in the EU. The same type of situation is happening basically all around the world, and the governments are trying to keep it quiet because they don't want people to realize that every move you make is tracked. I mean, when we talk about metadata, every 3 to 7 seconds, your phone cries out for a network connection. So just on the trackability factor alone, metadata's fundamental foundation is a 3 to 7 second by second mapping of everything you do throughout the day. And it's important for your listeners for a lot of reasons. If you think about the things that you're prepping for, the things that you want to try to keep to yourself, don't go to your bug out with your phone in your pocket unless you've isolated it. And you have to isolate your phone from every network connection. This isn't a situation where you're going to be able to, well, I want to be able to send text or receive text from somebody. You can't. If your phone has any ability to communicate, it's being tracked because, again, going back to its communication with towers, if it has more than one, two, or three, it can be tracked accurately. And if it has a network connection, everything on it can be compromised. So you really have to completely isolate this thing. And from what I've seen and from what we've done during R&D, there's really not a whole lot of reliable ways to do it out there. I know that we have probably the most reliable product on the market. There's a lot of speculation on what about encryption. Encryption is... encryption will protect you from, like, low-level criminals. It's not going to protect you from the federal government. I mean, they devise the stuff. They break it on a daily basis. It'll flag you if you're the only encrypted traffic amongst, you know, millions of non-encrypted traffic. Why is this guy encrypted? These black phones that you hear about in the news, it's still broadcasting. It's still a beacon. It's a tracking beacon that conveniently makes phone calls. So... you know, it's kind of dishonest for them to say, oh, it's a spy-proof phone. It's not really spy-proof because as long as it's able to get a connection, it's sticking out like a sore thumb. As far as protecting your privacy when you need to, we are looking into some legacy technologies, and we're going to be updating some of the information on our website pretty soon here. I need to make sure that before I recommend this to people that we know for certain that it's a one-way situation, and until I can confirm that, I don't want to really say what it is, but I think we might have a workaround on this where you can still maintain communication with people, at least to some degree, and at least be available to people if you need to be.
Yeah, Mike, I know what you're talking about, and when you decide that it is a viable alternative, we'll come back on the air and we'll talk about that. In the meantime, class, I really don't know of another way for you to have a cell phone and to practically protect yourself from being tracked, monitored, eavesdropped on stalked. I don't know any other way other than a Faraday cage. And you've got, I've got one in my hands. It's a portable Faraday cage. It's larger than a cell phone because a cell phone has to fit inside it. It's about the size of a metal cigar case, right? Is that what you would say?
Sure. It's a little bit bigger than your phone. It's designed to accommodate a phone with a protective case on it already.
Okay.
One of the things about Faraday technology is you have to create a conductive bubble around the device. There cannot be leakage points. If there are leakage points, the signal will get out. The technology exploits a law in physics called Gauss's law. And Gauss's law mandates that current has to flow over the surface of a conductor. It cannot pass through a conductor.
Hold that thought, Mike. We'll talk about Gauss's law and the privacy case when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Mike Nash is with us, privacycase.com. Mike, you were talking about Gauss's Law, but we've got John from NHTSA. John Dollarhide, is that you?
It is. I just had a quick question. We were experimenting with a Motorola M800 bag phone.
Okay.
Can you kind of give us what the, from what I understand, the government triangulation doesn't work very well with that phone? Is that correct?
I'm not terribly familiar with the M800 bag phone. Is this the, like, legacy? Are we talking legacy technology bag phones?
This is a bag phone that is one of the very last bag phones that were ever put out, but it's actually digital, and okay, we are actually able to make phone calls with it.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Very, very old. I mean, this is, well, I don't know, it's way, you know, I'm going to say it's probably a 90, it's in the late 90s is when this phone came out. It is actually a digital, but it's just a very, it's one of the very last digitals that came out.
I'm going to take you back even further than that. Do you remember CB radios?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember when we were kids, we used to do what was called fox hunting, where you would drive around and you'd turn up the squelch until you got close enough to somebody, and then you could kind of pick them out by the antenna on the roof of the vehicle?
Okay.
Not much different. If you have connection with any network on these devices, the cellular phone itself tries to get communication with two or three towers at one time. They're designed to do it. So right off the bat, as soon as you have more than one connection, if you have one connection, I know the range of that tower. I know you're within range of that tower. If you have two towers, I can trace the arcs where they intersect, and I know pretty accurately where you are. If I have three towers that are in connection with you, I know where you are. And it doesn't matter how old the technology is. I'm sorry.
Given that this is a 6-watt phone, it just reaches out a longer distance, I guess.
Pretty much.
So that radius would be larger.
Well, yeah, you'd probably be able to reach more towers at one point.
Okay.
It doesn't help you a whole lot. If you're looking for something that'll get you away from their grid, these things are basically listening posts. So even me to recommend like a CB radio with upper lower sideband, which is really important when you think about it, because they're talking about cell phone kill switches now. And if they kill the cell phone networks on us, 95% of people are going to be absolutely SOL at that point. They will have no way to communicate with anybody at all. Now, I'm not saying run out and, like, hook up the antenna and everything, but I would run the wiring in your vehicle. I would take the mast out of the magnetic base. I would put the base in your vehicle. I would put the antenna in the vehicle. If you want to, like, package up the radio and leave it in your vehicle just in case, that all makes total sense to me. I don't have my radio in the vehicle. I keep it in the house. But you need to start to ask yourselves the questions, what do we do if? Because there's going to come a point where you're either not going to want to carry these devices on you, or they're going to make it so you can't use them. And you're going to have to try to figure out what do you do now. Okay. So does that answer your question?
The only thing we're on the GPS, the way the GPS is onto it, the cell phone does not have the current type of GPSing that they. So what we were told is that it would just take a really long time for them to try to find on the GPS because it's a very old model of the GPSing.
I'm not even sure that it may have GPS in it. I'm not sure that it does, but it's the cellular triangulation that is what's going to get you with that device. I mean, that's how these things were designed at the core of how they function, and it's the most basic level of tracking, but that doesn't mean it's inaccurate. Again, if you can have 3-point signal triangulation is a really accurate way to locate things. They did it for years. Before they started getting all the GPS trackers and everything else on these devices, they've been able to locate any transmitting radio device through triangulation for decades, going back even into the 50s when radio first started. You can still do it. You're a beacon.
All right, thank you.
Hey, John Dollarhide, thanks for calling. John Dollarhide is the guy I was talking about that went to visit Mark Baker at Seven Sons Farm in Indiana with us, and he's one of the guys that turned off his cell phone and we put him in a metal box. Mike Nash, we got a lot more to cover. We're going to have you back again and again and again. It's been really, really exciting radio. I think we all learned a lot, and we learned not to trust our cell phones. So consider getting the Privacy Case class. I've got one. PrivacyCase.com. Mike Nash, thanks so much.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.